Good morning. You see, out of the Shemaya, I would like to discuss a bit to what extent is our responsibility to ensure that everyone does their mitzvahs, and what powers do we have to enforce that. Let me begin the tshuva of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in Erechayim Chelek Hei, where he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yudayim. There is the sugya of the Yud Ches Dov, the various gezeiros, the machlokes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Hilchos Tumah. And one day they wanted to take a vote and be kevea, according to whom is the halacha. It says there in the Gemara, Nasu Cherev beBeis HaMedrash. The Talmidei Shammai stuck a sword in the Beis HaMedrash, and they tried to force everyone to participate in the vote and nobody to leave the Beis HaMedrash. So they asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, what is the idea of putting a sword up in the Beis HaMedrash? And as it says there in the Tshuva, Mahayu Lecholim Lafis Ba'Cherev. What could they do with this sword? V'chi ikka chi of Nisa al Mishen Eroisa Loimo Da'afi Beis HaMedrash. Is there a chi of Misa? Is anybody chi of Misa if he doesn't want to say his opinion as to whom the halacha should be? Why bring a chi of the Beis HaMedrash? Even though there is a Gemara in Seder Dafkav Beis, where the Gemara there quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Va'atsumim kolarugel, and mighty all she has slain, and the Gemara says, who does it refer to? That somebody has reached the level of a roi, is competent, and he doesn't want to pass them, is Vatsumim Kolarugel, but he still says that it Mikol Mokim Lashai Chi of Misa al Zeh, there's no Chi of Misa, is what is the point of bringing a sword into the Beis HaMedrash? And then he quotes the Gemara Subas, also Gemara Chulin, where the Gemara says the following. As we all know, somebody who's over any Chai Vilavin and has had a Sra, his Chai of Malchus Arbarim, Bezdin will give him Malchus. Okay. But then the Gemara continues with the following. It says, Avol b'mitzvahs asay. Concerning an obligation of a mitzvahs asay. Kigayin sha'aymim loy. For instance, they say to him, asay sukkah. Go and build a sukkah. We meet another fellow Jew who doesn't want to build a sukkah. Tell him, asay sukkah. Very nice. Thank you very much. Don't want to do it. Oh, lula. Stand there. Have you shaken lula today? No. No. Nama lula. Shake lula. Vehena reisa. Makin reisa. He says the Gemara. Makin reisa. You can hit him. Ad sheteitse nafshoi. Until his nefesh goes out. They want to do a mitzvah. Makin reisa. Ad sheteitse nafshoi. So it suggests to Rebbe Moshe Zatzal, maybe they brought a cherev into the Beis HaMedrash. Because if you don't want to participate, tell me what your opinion is in the halacha. It's makin reisa. Sheteitse nafshoi. And maybe that's why they brought it in. Says Rabbi Isha, no. Poshet, it's simple, ubor, and it's clear. Sha'asurim la'keisei b'chayev, there's also to hit him with a chayev, shehu la'orga, which that is in order to kill. Dokon ha'akor, the whole idea of hitting a person, in order that he should fulfill a mitzvah, is lo'inu'inu'sh, not as a punishment, but only what Eladin la'akos, afilu ha'abeh, who shall not yara makish chesha b'yachem. Must be in a way, they definitely won't get ill, only that we try to hit him to ensure that he will go and do the mitzvah. But as it says in Nafsha, it says, Gemesha, only we doubt the whole arichos, it definitely doesn't mean you can go kill a person because he isn't going to be kind of mitzvah. Say, sukkah, you don't want to shake a lulav, you don't kill a person. It means you try to first, of course, you speak to him, and then you try to force him and force him, and if you have to force him by using physical punishment, then do so. But definitely not as it says in Nafsha. So why does it say here that why did it say they brought a cherub to the Beis HaMedrash? Ah, you may ask, this is Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, that speaks about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the Bavusta Gemara, where it says there that cherub al Pesach Beis HaMedrash, Chizkiyahu set up a sword at the entrance of the Beis HaMedrash, V'Amar, and he said, Kol mi she'eina reisig b'teira. Anybody who won't occupy himself with a limud ha'teira, yidokeh b'cherev, should be stabbed with a sword. So we see, yes, you do kill people. She said that was not because of the din of Machinaita Chitay Nafshi. That was the Korach HaMelech. Gior was a Melech. A Melech is allowed to make laws, and if it transgresses those laws on his kaiv, Nisa Sayyaf, because by his money is B'malchus. And that din of Chitio, killing people for not learning Torah, which he felt was necessary at the time, which he could do with the power of Melech, was you don't get Mekhaya if you had Isaac B'Torah, but not because of the general halacha of Machin Research Tatian Afshin. And therefore, Moshe says, why on earth did they bring at the time the Mekhaya to the base of Medrash? And in the end, Isaac says it was only to show the severity and the importance of the Indian, but not, obviously, to use as a tool to force people. That is, after an Aricha Sanfon. However, that is how the Moshe took on, but from the Ketzeis HaChayshin in Chayshin Mishpat Simen Gimel, it is Mukhach that he understood that there is a I can even kill a person in order they should fulfill a mitzvah. Why that is, there will be no time for discussion, we'll see. But maybe another an interesting point. This idea, when the Gemara says, Sukha Be'en Eita, Look, Vayna Isa. And who is this obligation to see that the other person is Mekayim is Mitzvah? Is it so he takes on that there's no Sophic, that is only on a Bezin Mumchin. Bezin Mumchin means not an expert Bezin, but Smuchin Midoy Ladoy Be'eres Yisroel. They have the right to force a fellow Jew to do a Mitzvah by hitting him, Makina Isa. But an ordinary person not, and even if the later Botidinim could do it, as we find in the Gemaras, that is only because the later Botidinim are non shlichusayu the kamoi of dinon. The later Botidinim who were smuchin are acting on behalf of the smuchin of the earlier doilus. That is how what the Ksav says. But definitely there is no din on every individual to go along, or no right, we should say, on every individual to go along and force someone else to do the mitzvah. Only a din on Bezdin, the Chachila Bezdin Shemukhin, and if not, the later body dinim Shikusai Bekamoyi Amdin. That is what the Ksav learns. The Nesivus HaMishpat argues with the Ksav. He quotes the Ksav, and he says, and Shuldik, that it is a din on every yochid be Yisrael. If we see our fellow Jews will do a mitzvah, then a din on Machin Eis. What's my raya? Says the Nesivus. I'll tell you my raya. Because there's a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Chav Ches, where the Gemara says the following. Somebody had an Eved Ivri. Somebody has an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri. He's Mutavish with a Shifka Kinanis. It's an Eved. You can work for him. First you're 7 years, then you can say on if a near start, you can say until Yovel. And the Gemara says the following, somebody in Eved Ivri, it came to Yovel, and the Eved Ivri is very happy where he is, and he wants to stay up. The Rabbi Messiah boy Lottis, and his master says to him, your time is up, you've got to go. Says the Gemara, and he refused to go, the Eved Ivri, and therefore the Rabbi took and started hitting him, chasing him out, driving him out, the physical force. And he made a chagur, he wounded his Eved Ivri. He is potter. His obligation, send him out, he's potter. Says the deceivers, who is this? A master, with an Eved. So we see that there isn't only an obligation of the Bezdin, it's on every individual, because it says, Messiah, boy, Lottis, you can hit him, it's on every individual. That is the view of the Nesivus, arguing with the Ketzeis. Look, comes along the Ketzeis, and then he writes back to the Nesivus, and it's not a question at all. He says, there's a total difference between the two. The Ketzeis says, I'm talking about the din, something that I hear, Lua, Sukha, Liberatea, then there's a halacha of Machin Eisa, you know, a din on Bezdin, not on the individual. The Nesivus, you're bringing me alive from Eved Ivri.
then it's la'afrusha mi'isura. This evidence, he's living with a shifka kadamis. His time is up. It's forbidden to live with a shifka kadamis. Or, rather than isa, la'afrusha mi'isura, rather than is, you first ask the person to stop doing the isa, he says, listen, you can pull him away and tear him away from the isa. And then you have a right, not, he says, the foolish not to take it, not to, with a right to pull him away. But you can't compare that to a din of a mitzvah say. And everybody says, I don't know what you want from me, Nesivus. That is a totally different din. There's a chinuch between a mitzvah mitzvah say and to separate someone from doing an isa. Says the Gzot, and I'm going to tell you, again, don't hold on my chinuch. I'll tell you, yes, I've got a raya. That it's only a halacha about mitzvah say, love him. What's the raya? Because if you, Nesivus, would be right, that there's no difference in Lafusha Misura and Mitzvah Sasei, that means you can always go along and hit a person, every individual can hit another person, however much you like, as you can't say Navshay, whether it's an Asei or a Lav. If so, why is there a special halacha? Roideif Akar Nara Mayosa. When sees a man chasing after an Ashes Ishi, the Nara Mayosa. The din is Yochel Latzila Benavshoy. This person who's trying to do the aveya with the nara, if there's no other way of stopping him, you're allowed to kill that person to stop him from doing the ma'isa aveya. Special halacha, certain cases Yochel Latzila Benavshoy. Ask the choice that if by every love there's a din of Makin Oisei Achetetei Navshoy, by every love, what is unique with the nara ma'isa with the roideif? What is unique? This is a halacha that's applicable to every aveira. There is an aveira of eating a stick of aveira, shrotzim, I don't know what. There's no doubt in makilei such taste in Avshoi. What is so unique with Nara Mayrasa? Very good question. Elamai says the Ktsai Sachoshin. I want to tell you that it's only a halacha by mitzvah asei, then in the makilei such taste in Avshoi, and with lavim it is not so. And lavim are hit a person, not allowed to kill a person, just in order he shouldn't do the Aveira. And with Mitzvah Sei, his Makedei Sech should take Nafshay. That is a piece of Ketzos. One thing is very clear from this Ketzos. He wrote that Makedei Sech should take Nafshay means he allowed to kill the person. Not like a Moshe Biden. Somebody's going to do a Mitzvah Sukkot. Will you do a Mitzvah Sukkot? No. Will you build? And you don't, and you can start hitting it. And if it doesn't work, you can even kill it. Because Hezek Ketzos Achreishim learned you can't kill the person. Having so understood, what is the Ksos HaKreshi going to ask for Nara Mayrosa? Nara Mayrosa, there's to my young killer, Reideif, Akar, Nara Mayrosa, you're going to chase someone, and if you can't stop the person from doing the Aveira with the Nara Mayrosa, you're going to kill the person. Whilst the Gemara Subas, when the Gemara says, Makinei Sechitei Nasha, it doesn't mean you're allowed to kill the person, it only means you're allowed to hit the person as your Moshalot. So you can't ask any questions from the din of Nara Mayrosa, because it's a totally different story. There, you're allowed to do the actual killing. Whilst with all other Lavim and Mitzvah says you're not allowed to do so. The very mere fact that he brought a raya from Nara Mayrosa shows that Seis HaGeishi did not learn like a Moshe Faishe. Pashtcheni Yochel Lahodes. He understood the Gemara Exodus to mean that Yochel Lahodes. Okay, the measure doesn't begin. But the truth is, it seems to me to be a machlekes or yishainim. In the Rabbeinu Yoina, in Shita Mekubetzes, in Ksubas Peivov, the Rabbeinu Yoina says the following: Ubechol Mokim Sheyom, wherever they said, Makin Oisoi Ad Sheteitse Nafshei, that it hit a person at Sheteitse Nafshei. Reitzeloimat means to say she'ein shom shi'ur yedua. There's no specific amount how much you can hit a person. El she'achlishu koi choi, only you should make him weak. In other words, what is the baby Yoda saying? The idea of hitting a person, you don't want to do a mitzvah, being a fellow Jew, doing nothing, sitting around doing nothing. Here, the geese of the aim of a lion over the bar to bomb, you got to learn. I don't want to learn now, I'm not in the mood. Makin Oisai. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, the idea of Makin Oisai is in order that you should do the mitzvah. So you can only hit him until he becomes that weak. He can't do the mitzvah anymore, there's no point of hitting him. But to kill him, you definitely can't.
Kalmukim she'amru achetensei nashi does not mean you can kill him, it means achiyachlishu koichli, which is exactly how that Moshe Feinstein learned in his tshuva. We don't need a cherev, there's no point of having a cherev there in the Beis HaMedrash, because it is only to force the person to do the mitzvah. And if he's going to reach such a weakness, he can't fulfill the mitzvah, there's absolutely no point at all in continuing to hit the person. That is what the Rabbeinu Yehuda says, which is a strong, exactly like the Moshe. But if one looks in Perush HaMishnayis the Rambam, it's Tzubas, on the Mishnah of Eilim in Daf Chavches, of its own, it says there in the Perush HaMishnayis the following: Umina Yedua Sheish Litfeis B'dei Adam, can force people on the Sinas at Stoker. You force a person to give tzedakah. Lefi shehi miklal mitzvus asei, because the tzedakah goes into the mitzvus asei. Sheya min achiyuv lahalkeis adam. There's a chiyuv to hit a person. Ad sheyaseh mitzvus ois. A chiyuv to hit a person. Says the Rambam, till he does this mitzvah. Sheyesh lehafeis ebeis ezabam, which he's got to do at that time. Continues the Rambam, Oy Yomus, or he should die. V'zeyo ike b'chol mitzvus asei. Says the Rambam, Mefush aloshen of Misa. Teaching, do the mitzvah, Oy Yomus. You can't take means only actually achlishu koichoi. So the machlekes, the ketzais, and the Rebbeisha seems to be a machlekes horishainim, as to what extent the din is of makedos et shteke nafshe. It comes out the following, that we have here two machlokes in the obligation of seeing that somebody else does a mitzvah. Doesn't want to do a mitzvah. What is our obligation? One is, to what extent does one hit a person? And the other is, on whom is this chiyuv? Is it only a chiyuv on Beis Din? It's not my business what other people are doing. They want to do the mitzvah, it's their lookout, it's not my lookout. Or is there a chiyuv al kol echad mi Yisrael to do it? The Ketzais HaKadosh Olam, it's only a Beis Din chiyuv. Each person has got the obligation. Right, so the Sivas learns, kol echad, the echad mi Yisrael, has a chiyuv to see to it that another person does his mitzvah, and he's allowed to use physical force every individual in order to ensure that other people do a mitzvah. The embassy that it seems to be already from earlier in the Yamshil Shlema in Bava Kamma, he quotes there a Tzuma Tadeshen, Yamshil Shlema, he quotes a Tzuma Tadeshen. It says the following: Tzuma Tadeshen was asked a Shaila when somebody's wife was being Mekalel Elvio, not for sure, her father, her mother, was acting in a very disrespectful manner, being Mekalel. What is the husband's obligation to do? Says the Tzuma Tadesh, even though it's Israel Gomel, Lahatis as Ishtai, the person is allowed to hit his wife. But if she's being over Isurei Tzaira, to be Makisha from Israel, is the dinner is La Kaisa. You can go and hit her, you can go and force her, and you can use physical punishment on her to stop her from doing that. And the lashon there in the Yamshel Shlema of Kamma is, because where it is La Kusha Mitzvah, then the chiyuv is on him. Whilst if it would be a mitzvah asei, then it's only a chiyuv on Beis Din and not on the husband to see to it. So there he makes a difference, which is like the Tzeis HaKadosh, that the right to force somebody, physical effort to go and force someone, is only a din on the Beis Din by mitzvah say, but by law everybody's obliged even to use physical force to stop them. Whilst the Chasam Sefer in Tshuva, in Simen Kufayin Zayin, Mamash Mefusha Chasam Sefer in Tshuva, he says that somebody who refuses to listen to Beis Din, Beis Din gave up something. Reuven is Kai's patient and the money. And Reuven doesn't pay, thank you very much. Beis Din gave the pshat, and Reuven still doesn't pay. Don't want to pay. Says the Chasam Sefer, that once Beis Din have given the pshat, and he's not listening to the mitzvah, I say of Kachel Hashem Yeruchim, which Beis Din pacted, he's got to listen to Beis Din,
then Kol Echad Mi Yisrael have a right to force that person to fulfill his obligation and even use physical force, because they're not being Mekayim and Mitzvah Saseh. And he says, if Bezdin are the ones who put him into Kherem, it's only on behalf of all Klal Yisrael, because the Chiyuv of Kol Echad Mi Yisrael to see that everybody fulfills each Mitzvah Saseh that he has. And he can even use physical force for it. Which comes up that Adi Sheikh has a sefer, the halacha. Only, pardon? Yeah, but he doesn't, it's not, that's why I explain it, his loshen is, because the mitzvahs are say, the shmaya, does not say, and that I can be a soil of God. That's the loshen of the chief. But, I once heard a kasha, the receiver, as we said, says that there's no difference between a mitzvah say and a mitzvah sleita, because the receiver is the one who bought the uriah from the eye of an ivri, refusing to go out. Yeah, and there he says it's a uriah that you can hit anyone. There's a chiyuv called yochid. Is Rav Shmuel Gazovsky is a katzadik mivrachad shir, which I heard from him. Ah, the shayla. There's a gemara in Bava Basra. The gemara in Bava Basra, the Ches, says the following story, very interesting. The robber was collecting money. Yeah. He's against Aladegas and Vegas. The robber was busy collecting money. He came along to Reb Nosson, and he found that Reb Nosson wasn't donating enough to the stocker that he was collecting for. Says the Gemara there, robber achsiel Reb Nosson. He forced Reb Nosson to give the money. Vishokil minei dalod meyois zuzah. It took from him 400 zuz. Not that she had made some cheshbon, but the robber felt this wasn't enough, and he forced, by force, he made him give him 400 zuz this stuff. It's not only showing him when he said that, the forcing was only bedibur. How are we showing him that the forcing was mamish by force, physical force, robber to a person to take the money, oblige chiyuv tzedakah. In the shayla is with what power and why did he force it? What did? As what mitzvah? Is that the Sivus in Sefer Chabad Das in Yehudea, is Simon Kufsa Makalov, goes and says, you know how he could force him, why he forced him? Not because of the mitzvah saseh of stalker, but because if one doesn't give stalker, besides the mitzvah saseh of stalker, there's a love of lois ta'amit, v'lois sikpoit es yudecho. There's a lamb, you must hold your heart, you must close your hand, you must give stocker. It's kedela prusha meisura. In order to prevent you being over the isra, not giving, being over the lamb, because you're not giving enough stocker, that is how Robert, with that right, Robert forced Reb Nosson. Didn't give enough money. Says the receiver, I'll tell you why I say that. Because if somebody's taken ribbus, there's a chiyuv of a mitzvah saseh to return the ribbus, to give back the money of ribbus. And by ribbus, we don't force, says the receivers. Why? Because there's a mitzvah saseh, and with a mitzvah saseh, we don't force, but with a mitzvah loy saseh, we can, anybody can force. So therefore, no one could force him, not because he was being over loy saseh, to loy sikpoit. But when it comes to the mitzvah saseh of chazorat ribbus, returning ribbus, interest that you took, there isn't, you don't do it. So the receiver saying, chavazat is making the chiluk between lavim and aseis. And yet, the receiver himself is the one who brought the riot against the katsois, not making a chiluk between a lav and aseis. How can that be? There was a kasha that if Shmuel asked her. It may be, I'm only saying a maybe, that there is a Rashi in Chulin Kuflav Beis of the Beis, very interesting Rashi on this din of a sukkah, a say sukkah there in Elisa. He's telling that he makes sukkah, build a sukkah. He doesn't want to build a sukkah. And Elisa is safe in Elisa. Says Rashi, you know why you force him? And he puts in a few words, She'Abraham Chisorei Kis Kulahar. There isn't such a monetary loss. Is that you aren't losing money. Shame about his story and kids. Maybe the receivers of the Alton based on this Rashi, and I said why the Rashi says it, that the din that you can force another person to do a mitzvah, every individual, is only by
mitzvahs et lavim that has nothing to do with a financial loss, and there's no financial loss involved, then you can go along and force a person. Dinei Mamonos is a different parsha. In Dinei Mamonos, that could be all tailor Dinei Bezin, and there'll be a chiluk in the fusha yisura mitzvah the same. Therefore, when the Mesivas is talking about it there, when he's arguing with his sot, sukkah v'ein oisa, lulo v'ein oisa, there the Mesivas says, I say and love him are all the same, and every individual has got a chiyuv to see the other person doesn't mitzvah. And if he doesn't do it, you know what's going to happen, he's going to get out of force because. Where he's talking about achzorah sivus, or where he's talking about stalker, which is chisorin tis is a bit of posh. Where the chisorin tis, there will be maybe the halacha, it's only a din on benzin, but achusha misura, each individual has a certain koyach, and not with mitzvah. So let's just summarize very briefly. It comes out the following. There's a rabbi Yoyin's opinion, as they seem to be emotionally stuck, that one cannot kill a person for not doing a mitzvah thing. And there's no such thing as faith in action. The faith of Hashem, and the Rambam sees the Rana Pesha Mishnah is at least that there's a din mitzvah. You're allowed to kiss a person with a mitzvah right from the year. There also seems to be a machlekes, there is a machlekes faith in the season. Whether it's only a din on Bezdin, or whether each one of us has an obligation to see that another person has a mitzvah and to use physical force. Sof is only in a bezin, then the seed is in a bezin. And maybe, as we mentioned, there's a chilik between Dinei Mamonos and finishing the start, the way to say it is, if we think about it, that the obligation to see that other people do Maisa Mitzvah is even by using physical force, tell the chayma on each one of us, ourselves, how much force we put into ourselves to be Mekayim, our own mitzvah, and with that I'm sure we would all be Mashpia on others, so maybe all Zaycha to fulfill our mitzvah, to start the day in the same way and continue the Oisik with every Zaycha as much as possible.